Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. Thank you for that. And you're going to be excited to hear that Tim Berry's back on the show after more than 12 years, coming up on to actually 12 and a half years now. Tim has been a member of our Brain Trust. Actually, it makes him a founding member of our Brain Trust. He's also the president, the founder of Palo Alto Software. I always have to correct myself after all these years, because he has actually, his beautiful daughter is now running the company as the president, I should say. And Tim is the author of a number of books on business planning, including The Plan As You Go Business Plan. You're starting to get the idea here. He is the world's expert on business planning. He's our good friend, Tim. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's wonderful to be back with you. It's
good to have you back. Tim, one of the things that you and I have talked about over the years so many times is the idea of business planning, the running your business with a business plan, operating it, managing it through the business plan, using the business plan for all the different applications that you can. And one of the things that's part and parcel to any kind of business planning or operating strategy is the information that we gather, that we collect as part of the due diligence that helps us make our decision. And one of the things we have never talked about, I think, before is specifically where that information comes from. How do you get it? How do you triage what's you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly? Can you talk to us about that?
Yeah, and I think, Jim, you said something right there. You said the information, and you used the phrase that helps you make the decisions. And I think I want to talk about information, because with all that we talk about business planning, sometimes we ought to go back and talk about not letting market research with a capital M and a capital R and supporting information become fear factor, obstacle, running towards that sense that you get sometimes, oh, I'd like to do a business plan, but it's too hard, it's too big, it's too tall, I can't get there, I'm too busy, I have to sell, I have to... Makes me sad, because people are losing the advantage of managing better, prioritizing better, because they're imagining some Niagara Falls of information that they have to have, or else they're not planning.
Or they're thinking about an encyclopedia instead of thinking about opening the encyclopedia, opening one of the volumes of the encyclopedia and finding one piece of information that will help them at this moment.
Yeah, yeah. Which is a good, that's another example of not letting this fear of supporting information rigorous, that the sort of too academic version of it, not letting it get in the way, because what you want is to keep your eyes open, to have your antenna up, to be looking at the world accurately enough to steer your business. And what you don't want is, oh, market research, I don't have it, I don't know enough, I can't do a plan.
Do you think we put information that we think belongs on in a business plan or in our strategy, do you think we tend to put it on too much of a pedestal? We think it has to be something that's anointed, and maybe it could just be something your grandmother taught you?
I think you're right when you say a pedestal. I think that happens too often. We don't trust it somehow. Well, I think the pedestal is a good analogy, because, oh, who's the source? And I think too many of us in the front lines of small business tend to give it too much respect. And let me give you an example, real world example from my own experience with my own company. Going back to the 1990s, because that doesn't hurt as much, but at one point we were trying to deal with packaging for the business plan software, and we did a focus group, and the focus group was going to be our indicator of, with what color, and did we do this theme or that theme? And I watched this going on, and what bugged me is we live on hunches as entrepreneurs, and we want information to help us pull ourselves away and validate hunches or invalidate hunches. And the focus group became now, it was the hunches of the most dynamic, charismatic leader of the focus group. And now we couldn't question those hunches because now it was research.
It was on, and we put it up on the pedestal.
Yeah,
I want to come back to that. I want to come right back to this, folks, because here's the thing. You may already have the answer. You just need to validate it. And we're going to talk about that after these messages. 20 till, right back with Tim Berry. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. Welcome back. Little Dan Fogelberg bringing us back. Like the late, great Dan Fogelberg. 17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there, including an incredible body of work that Tim Berry has deposited with us over the years. If you go to my homepage this week and you find his name in the schedule or right there on the homepage, depending on what day you're there, and or just go to type Tim Berry into the search engine or go to the Brain Trust or whatever, and you pull up his name, his suite of information on our website, you'll see an incredible body of work, perhaps an unparalleled, unmatched body of work on business planning anywhere else in the galaxy. That's what Tim has deposited with us over the years. We've got hundreds of other examples of experts like Tim on the website. I hope you'll go there and take advantage of what these guys have had to say, either through on the show, through the archives, or maybe articles. Many of them, as Tim has done, have written many articles that we have posted there, plus their books, et cetera, et cetera. So all those things. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there, and take my poll question too. We always have a different poll question every week, all right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. We couldn't do without him. Tim Berry is the founder of Palo Alto Software. Tim, when we went to the break, we're talking about information. How to quantify, qualify information, how to find it, how to use it. And I was saying that as we went to the break, we were talking about the fact that maybe we put information on too much of a pedestal. Maybe it just needs to be used. And I was thinking about how many times have I searched and searched and searched, and I've gotten all the information. I've gotten maybe some sophisticated research, et cetera, and it really gave me a lot of detail. And I finally came down to where I said, okay, I'm going to call on what a mentor of mine once said. Jim, sometimes you got a fighting chance, and sometimes you just have a chance to fight.
Yeah.
And after all the information, I actually made my decision based on that little quote from one of my mentors.
You know, sometimes I see people getting caught in the research thinking that there's an answer out there that has to be found, like a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
And an answer that's much smart from somebody much smarter than you are.
Oh, that's a good point. That somebody more qualified than me, and that if I can find this answer, then I'll know. And I think in real business, first, I mean, I'm probably theoretically pretty qualified because I was a vice president of a market research company for 3 years, and I've got an MBA degree and all
there's
that.
There's no theory in your qualification.
Well, so the thing that I would run into during those years that I was doing market research a lot over and over again was the people who really know are the people in the front lines making the decision, doing the business. Their instinct has been honed by hard knocks and experience or beaten into submission, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
But then you don't trust, unfortunately, that I'm not going to find that the answer is 43. You know, I'm going to have to take a good educated guess.
Mm-hmm.
And what we need is that moment when you realize, okay, this is now where I've done my best. I've researched. I have the sense of it, and I need to move on and make my decision, because we go back to what we said a few minutes ago. Business information is to guide business decision making. It doesn't exist for its own sake.
Right.
And this problem of validating uncertainty is, it's real, and there's a very serious temptation to not be able to go about with your business. We want the happy medium, because I'm not advocating just, oh, whoopee, just, you know, roll the dice. But on the other hand, as the world gives us more and more analytics, we get more and more distracted by the analytics, or worse, you don't have the answer. You're not qualified to work with the answer. The research tells you what the answer is, and then you have to obey.
Well, and so really, the danger that small business owners fall into is, number one, in my opinion, what too many do, and that is not look for any kind of information. They just shoot straight from the hip, right out of the gut. And where armed with a little perspective, a little bit of experience from somebody else like you, or somebody that they know who's been down the road a little farther than they have, or maybe something that they read about the industry, instead of getting that information, they just shoot from the hip and they make a mistake, or maybe they don't. And then the other side of the spectrum are the people who get locked up. They become locked up with this information, and it prevents them from pulling the trigger.
You know, I saw a real-world example. I was in a meeting recently where the object was analyzing a landing page for the web. And the discussion went on for a long time about the A and B testing and which page didn't, whatever, until the person in charge, wasn't me, very smart woman in charge of this whole thing, looks at the group and says, but wait a minute, we're all missing the fact that it isn't A or B testing, it's that this page is ugly, it looks schlocky, it gives a bad impression.
She said the emperor had no clothes, didn't she?
Yeah, exactly. We've got to pull out of the research and look at it on the larger view.
Right.
So you have that problem with business information. And here's where we want to be the happy medium, because then you're talking also about the problem of the people who get so busy doing what we've always done,
yeah,
that they don't pull up and look around and take a good fresh look.
You got to check your position. That's the reason why you got to get out of the trenches, folks.
Exactly.
Go up to 30,000 feet, and that's where you do the business planning. Quick break, Tintail. Right back with Tim Berry after these messages.
You can do anything with half of my blue suede shoes. But
we've had a long-standing relationship with Palo Alto Software and Tim Berry. They're the best. Check them out. And Tim, we're talking about information. We're talking about information as an important and integral part of business decisions, business planning, and the management that then ensues from developing strategy, writing it down, and staking some ideas in the ground. This information, this collection, and the dependence upon, and maybe the too much dependence upon information. You know, I talked a minute ago about not getting information and pulling the trigger too soon, and getting too much information and not pulling the trigger. I have to put a name on those things, Tim. Guys, we're more likely to be the first one. We're more likely to think we know it already and pull the trigger without doing enough research. Ladies, you're really good at the research, but don't let yourself get into a situation where you've got so much stuff you can't make a decision. What do you think, Tim?
Oh, I object. I don't think that falls on in gender lines. I've seen that. That's a personality thing. I've worked with
both types. It is personality. It is personality.
And I actually haven't seen it divide like that by gender. I have seen that division, though. And
when I talk
everybody
to, when
needs
I talk
to work
to
for
women,
the happy medium.
When I talk to women business experts and about this, they usually agree with me about that. And the ladies in my audience know that, you know, that they know what I'm talking about. Go ahead, Tim.
Happy medium, and you have to remember that it depends on your situation whether you need to pull up out of the routine and make sure you have a fresh look at things, or are you in a situation where you can't move forward because you're hoping that more research is going to somehow give you a magic answer?
Mm-hmm.
And it's very much a case-by-case basis, depending on context.
But don't you, at some point in time, though, you've got to say, okay, I could have more information, I could get more information, but I've done a reasonable amount of due diligence. I've done as much as is reasonable to expect. But more importantly, I've got to make this decision by 12 to, by noon today, and so I have to go with what I've got so far.
Yeah, that's a big problem. Of course, we barely touched the surface of the other problem, which is because it's a survey that, I mean, it's almost like the problem of, in the old days, spreadsheets used to have errors that would be hidden because we were all so dazzled by how good the numbers looked in the spreadsheet. Research can very frequently present bad information as good, and we tend to over-respect research when it's put in quasi-mathematical terms.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't get to the fact that, well, the question was posed wrong, you know, when
mm-hmm.
it turns out that 78% of the people thought that, you know, the women were going to wait longer than the men, the one you just said.
Well,
the research sometimes can have, well, I think 90% of the time, have flaws in the definition and the posing of the research,
and
then we
respect
it too much.
Isn't it the big Pygmalion effect? I mean, isn't it where, you know, we get the information, we sometimes seek the information we want, and we get it if we look hard enough?
Oh, that too. And survivor's bias, where the research gets only the people who are still in business, and you don't find out what happened to the people who didn't make it, and so therefore, your thing on what works is
right.
You know, there's.
So,
there's
Tim, I got 30 seconds. Sum it all up for us.
The value of business information is the difference in your bank account from having the information or what it would have been if you didn't have the information. That's the value of the information.
Mm.
It has to make your business have more money in the bank.
Well said, Tim. Tim Berry, ladies and gentlemen, bplans.com, right, Tim?
Yep.
And the book is called The Plan As You Go Business Plan. That's a 21st century look at business planning, as only Tim could write that. And so, Tim, we thank you for that. And we appreciate you being here and for all these years.
Jim, I'm always happy to do it. We'll always have fun.
Thank you, Tim. Tim Berry, ladies and gentlemen. He's the best. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you today, be guilty of committing a random act of kindness.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.